my view, the First Deputy First Minister were wrong to seek one enterprise zone only and to seek it in Coleraine and to base it on Project Kelvin, the better, longer-standing idea that has already been around for a number of years, particularly on the back of the ambitions for Derry and the North West on the basis of Project Kelvin, was for a cross-border enterprise zone to support the location of a data centre and associated businesses here in the very northwest. And the issue really is there anything that from the British government, who obviously are dispensing this enterprise zone status in terms of its tax treatment, is there anything from them that is saying no, it can only be one, or it must only be in this place or that place, or it can't be cross-border? She was indicating, again, because I put the idea to her before, that the British government were happy to look at the idea. I talked to her subsequently, and again, she made the point, as they've made before, that they would respond to proposals that come from the executive, just as they responded to the letter from the First and Deputy First Minister in respect of Coleraine.
You asked that she would consult with the Irish government and open up discussions with Dublin in terms of a cross-border element to this. Is that going to happen?
Yeah, well, of course, that's who it would take. And, of course, it wouldn't be Theresa Villiers and the NIO who would be doing some of the final decisions. But she, as Secretary of State, is meant to be the person who argues for Northern Ireland's case and Northern Ireland's interest in Whitehall, including with the Treasury, where her office actually now is. The Northern Ireland office has moved into the Treasury in the past year. As it happens as well, Donal, I mean, shortly after question time, I had some time with George Osborne as Chancellor of the Exchequer, who took me into his office, and for a few minutes we discussed this concept as well. And again, he made it clear that you know, from first soundings, you know, that he wasn't averse to the idea, that any details would, of course, have to be properly worked out as to what it would mean, couldn't mean, what the advantages would be, what the details would be, etc., would have to be worked out, of course, both with the Irish government and with the Northern Ireland Executive. And again, he was saying that, you know, they haven't prevented or precluded any ideas, but that the only thing they've got from the executive was a request for one in Coleraine, that he has been saying ever since he came into office, ever since he first announced enterprise zones, that he would respond to proposals from the executive, that it never had to be just one. And so if we're told that the one in Coleraine is a first or a pilot, as I was asking Theresa Villiers the other day, then we shouldn't have to wait too long for a second or more. So the indication is that there's nothing from London so far that is directly standing in the way of exploring this in principle. So I'm not saying that they are saying it's given, and I'm not saying that they're not going to throw up problems later, as is the Treasury's way in these things. But the issue is that it's an idea that we should be going after. We knew when we did the whole campaign around the telehouse, etc., that the aim was to get a data centre into Derry, that there could be great spin-offs from that. And instead, we're looking at the fact that there's a data centre in Coleraine, supported by the enterprise zone status that the First and Deputy First Minister have secured for it via the Treasury. And we're saying if Coleraine can get that competitive, can get that advantage out of Kelvin, there's no reason why Derry, Letterkenny, etc., which is in Project Kelvin, why that arc shouldn't have equal advantage.
In the past number of months, we've seen progress on the Northwest Science Park. We've seen work begin on the Radiotherapy Centre for the Northwest at Altmagavan. We're seeing more and more cross-border projects come to fruition. This is setting a precedent. Is the Treasury and will Whitehall take notice?
Well, I think they would or could if they get a coherent, joined-up case coming from ourselves. And after all, we're meant to have a thing called the Northwest Gateway Initiative. It was established a number of years ago, but it's a sort of now you see it, now you don't concept. I think that needs to be made a coherent programme of work under the North-South Ministerial Council, with one of the centrepieces being to move on enterprise zone status and particularly with an eye to allowing it to be a cross-border enterprise zone.